Picture a police officer at a crime scene, gently blocking a grieving daughter from seeing her mother's body. "You don't want to see this," he whispers, not as an order, but as protection. That single no, delivered with compassion, saves her from a lifetime of trauma. We live in a culture obsessed with positivity, productivity, and saying yes to opportunity. Yet the most transformative power we possess might be the one we're most afraid to use, the ability to reject what doesn't serve us. This isn't about becoming negative or closed off. It's about recognizing that every no to the wrong thing creates space for a profound yes to the right one. How often have you agreed to something you dreaded, only to feel resentment burning inside you like a slow fire? How many toxic relationships, soul-crushing jobs, or draining obligations have you endured because saying no felt impossible? Here's the truth most people never hear. You possess fundamental rights as a human being: the right to defend your life from harm, the right to choose healthy relationships, the right to use your talents and allow abundance, the right to assert what you want, the right to choose which stories to believe about yourself. These aren't privileges granted by others. They're inherent to your existence. Yet we routinely surrender them, terrified of disappointing people, missing opportunities, or appearing selfish. The question isn't whether you have permission to say no. You do. The question is, what are you protecting when you finally claim that power? Sometimes saying no is life-saving. After losing everything, James Altucher stood at the edge of suicide. His daughter, waking from a nightmare, pulled him back. He told her to list things she was grateful for instead of counting sheep, then took his own advice. That practice became his bridge from nightmare to freedom, the power that transforms death to life, poverty to wealth, anger to compassion. This extends beyond crisis to daily choices. Instead of complex anti-aging regimens, try simpler. Don't do things that will cause you to die. Say no to primary killers: smoking, high blood pressure, sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, obesity, excessive alcohol. Start with one thing. Instead of chasing ideals, list things to avoid that would create your worst nightmare. Even your mental state needs this protection. When you spiral in negative chatter, treat yourself with the same love you'd show someone else. This creates space for abundance, wealth, love, and creativity, all starting with trust in your inner wisdom and courage to say no to self-destruction. Claudia fell for Tim, a piano virtuoso who played Liebestraum for her. She clung to marriage fantasies, despite his pattern of disappearing for months between rare dates. After four encounters over 2 years, she finally said no. This taught her, if someone doesn't mean it the first time, they never will. To attract the best partner, become your best self. And becoming your best self requires uncovering your own creative talents. Through support groups, Claudia discovered the power of speaking desires aloud with witnesses. After finding sobriety from love addiction, she told her group she was ready for a genuine relationship. 1 month later, she met James online, and they quickly recognized they were meant for each other. With the right inner no to addiction, the yes we seek manifests naturally. The three no's and one yes technique works powerfully. The first no is because you never have enough information initially. The second no comes when you know the person, but not all details. The third no gives you time to decide if you actually like them. Only then consider saying yes. This isn't about manipulation. It's about reclaiming your power and ensuring proper respect. If someone walks away after any of your no's, a yes would never have worked long term anyway. Reject false narratives others impose on you. Everyone, from scientists to family, confidently plans your life, yet they're frequently wrong. Rather than arguing, simply don't listen and follow your own path. Most people are modern slaves, working jobs where freedom is limited. Your salary funds mortgages and loans, leaving little for yourself. The workplace regulates your behavior, speech, and creativity. Start reclaiming your life by exercising your idea muscle. Write 10 ideas daily. Study those who've broken free and plot your escape. The times we lose money or damage relationships are when we say yes too quickly, giving away our power. The journey begins with a single, powerful no. When you embrace honesty, unexpected changes occur. Some friends might stop speaking to you, a sign you're transforming into your authentic self. Speaking truth makes you stronger and attracts a new tribe who recognize your authenticity. James grew up believing he needed to lie to be liked, telling elaborate lies to impress others. What looked like a nervous breakdown was actually him shedding facades. He wasn't nervous or broken anymore. He was finally authentic, and that authenticity became his greatest strength. The fourth level of no comes from honesty and recognizing our shared humanity, the no that bridges animal and divine nature. Before sleep, take 5 deep breaths and picture someone you're in conflict with. Remember, we're all brothers and sisters here briefly. Mentally ask for their forgiveness and picture it in their face. This is actually forgiving yourself, since everything in your imagination reflects you. Rather than living as if it's your last day, which can lead to selfish behavior, treat everyone else as if it's their last day. This simple shift makes you kinder and more attentive. Practice a rebirth exercise. Imagine your own death. List what you'll no longer worry about, love yourself for the life you've lived, and feel the relief of the finish line. This accesses clarity by stripping away anxieties, regrets, and fears. At higher levels of awareness, no means clear discrimination, distinguishing when ego pulls you into chatter versus when the divine directs you toward your calling. True surrender isn't passive resignation. It only works after you've said no to everything you're entitled to reject. Surrender begins with self-care, eating well, sleeping well, and refusing what harms you. Like static between radio stations carrying energy from the Big Bang, our lives are bombarded with noise, negativity, fearful news, complaints, gossip. Tuning to the right frequency requires blocking out this noise. Claudia shares her transformative practice of sitting in silence for 1 hour daily, prescribed when battling depression. Despite initial resistance, she committed after hearing about a cancer patient advised to sit 8 hours daily. Silence isn't meditation or yoga, it's medicine. Meeting Thich Nhat Hanh brought profound emotional healing. Monks and nuns first connected with their own pain before channeling mother love toward the audience. This vulnerability created a powerful shared experience as attendees allowed their wounds to surface. Without healing ourselves, we cannot help heal others. Claudia recognized that healing her wounds in silence floods the deepest caves with universal light. In conversation, silences are good and pauses mean love. Rushing words shows fear and inability to be present. Awkward silences create space for new things to happen, dissolving our pre-written scripts. The authors embrace silences despite occasional embarrassment, seeing them as vulnerable moments that reveal whether we can be at peace with someone without words. In our overly talkative society, silence offers refreshing space where divine whispers can finally be heard. After mastering the power of no, you're ready to deliver your unique energy to the world. True reinvention takes about 5 years of constant motion. Follow your genuine interests, whatever you'd read 500 books about, and embrace both success and failure as teachers. This book isn't about negativity. It's about the good things that happen when you learn to say no. By protecting yourself from harmful people and situations, you open yourself to love and creativity. The power of no builds your strength from the core outward, becoming a spiritual battery filled with energy. Then, when you say yes, it's like dropping a pebble in the ocean. The ripples change both the world and you. In a culture demanding constant availability, reclaiming the power of no isn't rebellion. It's the foundation of an authentic life. Your no protects your yes. Your boundaries create your freedom.